USA Radio News.
U.S. Representative Charlie Crist has won the Democratic nomination for governor in Florida, putting him in position to challenge Governor Ron DeSantis this fall. The 66-year-old Crist defeated Nikki Fried in Oklahoma. U.S. Representative Mark Wayne Mullen won Tuesday's GOP primary runoff. It makes him a likely favorite to win the seat. U.S. Senator Jim Inhofe is leaving early after nearly 30 years in office. The Washington Examiner reports that President Joe Biden's sinking approval rating is slowly rising, just in time to begin a national 2022 election trip. Rasmussen reports said Biden's average has moved up to 47% approval, the best the president has seen since September of last year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Problems at the U.S. southern border continue. Tim Berg reports.
Thousands of illegal immigrants continue to enter the United States through the southern border. Alongside the asylum seekers, drug cartels also smuggle drugs across the border as well. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Waltz tells Fox News that the only way to end this crisis is to involve the military.
This is a clear and present danger to the stability of our country. Americans are dying by the hundreds of thousands.
The cartels manufacture fentanyl and counterfeit pills to make it resemble Xanax, Adderall, or oxycodone. Fentanyl is driving the major increase in overdose deaths in the United States in recent years.
Higher education is coming with a higher price tag. My e-learning world shows the cost of attending college in the U.S. has ballooned by multiple times the rate of inflation over the past 50 years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
The husband of U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi pleaded guilty on Tuesday to misdemeanor driving under the influence charges related to a May crash in California's wine country. Paul Pelosi was sentenced to 5 days in jail and 3 years of probation. Pelosi already served 2 days in jail and received conduct credit for the two other days. Paul Pelosi will work 8 hours in the court's work program in lieu of the remaining day. A mysterious illness in dogs in Michigan is leaving vets and animal experts perplexed. Lance Pry has the story.
A mysterious virus has sickened and killed dozens of dogs in Michigan, creating panic among animal lovers. The unidentified illness, which causes acute gastrointestinal problems, has caused at least 30 canine deaths in the Upper Peninsula. Clare County Animal Control Director Rudy Hicks said the sickness is similar to parvo, and that puppies and older dogs are more vulnerable to the unknown virus. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Julian H. Robertson, Jr., a pioneering hedge fund investor, has died at the age of 90. For two decades, Mr. Robertson led one of Wall Street's largest and highest profile funds, Tiger Management, LLC. Robertson died from cardiac complications at his home on Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.